parole officers and reintegration contracts. A collaborative approach. Parole officers play a pivotal role in the rehabilitation and reintegration of individuals released from prison. One effective tool they often employ is a reintegration contract. This agreement outlines specific goals and expectations for the parolee, fostering a collaborative relationship between the officer and the individual. Key components of a reintegration contract. A typical reintegration contract may include personal goals. These can range from finding employment to maintaining sobriety or completing educational programs. Community involvement. The contract might require the parolee to participate in community service or volunteer activities. Housing and living arrangements. Ensuring stable housing is often a priority, and the contract may outline specific requirements related to living arrangements. Substance abuse treatment. For individuals with substance abuse issues, the contract may mandate participation in treatment programs or counseling. Legal compliance. Adherence to all legal requirements, including court-ordered restrictions and reporting obligations, is a fundamental aspect of the contract. Benefits of reintegration contracts. Clear expectations. The contract provides a clear framework for both the parole officer and the parolee, reducing misunderstandings and ensuring accountability. Goal setting. By establishing specific goals, the contract helps the parolee stay focused on their rehabilitation and reintegration. Collaboration. The contract fosters a collaborative relationship between the parole officer and the parolee, encouraging open communication and support. Accountability. The contract holds the parolee accountable for their actions and progress, while also providing opportunities for rewards or consequences based on adherence to the agreement. Challenges and considerations. Enforcement. Ensuring compliance with the contract can be challenging, especially if the parolee faces difficulties or setbacks. Flexibility. While the contract provides structure, it's important to be flexible and adaptable to changing circumstances. Individualized approach. Each parolee's situation is unique, and the contract should be tailored to their specific needs and goals. In conclusion, reintegration contracts are a valuable tool for parole officers in assisting individuals in their transition back into the community. By outlining clear expectations, fostering collaboration, and providing accountability, these contracts can contribute to successful reintegration and reduce recidivism.